93 WIVC. It is Terry Stacy. Real Alternatives is celebrating serving women in Indiana for 10 years straight. And joining us now is the president, Kevin Bogata. Kevin, glad to meet you. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. This is an important topic. Kevin is here visiting, and we're glad you're here. Real Alternatives has served thousands and thousands of women over the past 10 years. Tell us about this organization.
Well, Real Alternatives is a nonprofit that the state of Indiana has hired to operate the Indiana Pregnancy and Parenting Support Program for the women of Indiana. Your audience may not know that about 45% of pregnancies in America are unexpected. And a lot of times for women, they're alone in that situation. And this is a program that uses service providers like Catholic Charities, maternity homes, pregnancy support centers to provide help and assistance to the woman in an unexpected pregnancy from the moment of conception through 24 months after the birth of the baby.
I believe that this was founded in Pennsylvania, but then it came to Indianapolis, and I think it was with the help of then-Governor Mike Pence. He had something to do with this, bringing it here to Indiana, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we were tasked and asked to replicate our very successful Pennsylvania program under Governor Pence's administration. And I have to tell you, we've also were asked to start and help run the Texas program, and we've run programs in Michigan. And our Indiana program just took off. It's our most successful program that we've ever run in ramp up. This program just ramped up right away. The service providers responded, and the government has been wonderful to work for, to partner with. The legislature, continues to support the program. And in fact, during the special sessions in August of 2022, they substantially increased the funding to go out and make sure that every woman in Indiana knows there is help for her in an unexpected pregnancy or an expected pregnancy.
Let's take me, for example. Okay, I'm 62, and all of a sudden, I'm told I'm pregnant, and which is scary in itself. But it's an unplanned pregnancy and shocking to the world because I'm 62. So then I come to you for help. Walk me through what you would help me do. What's the plan when I walk through the doors, or I make that phone call, and we'll make sure to get those numbers and all the information out to everybody. But what happens then?
So Terry, the first and most important step in the whole process that our counselors at our centers do is to listen. A lot of people aren't listened to, or a lot of people are being told what they should do. What our counselors do, and by the way, we're talking about 240 counselors at 32 of our funded centers throughout the state. What they do is they listen. What are the stresses? What are the obstacles? What can we do to work around those stresses and those obstacles and those pressures? We've had situations where, my boyfriend is kicking me out of the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. We have a maternity home. You know, we can help that. We can help you with that situation. So it's to meet her where she is. And, Terry, everybody has different situations.
Yeah.
What's a crisis to you or what's a crisis to me is different. So you just have to listen. And that's what the program is situated for. It's a social services counseling mentoring program that works great. We have served 116,000 women going into our 10th year.
Wow.
And, the stats are, some of them are a little shocking. Like, for example, 18% of the women that come to us are being pressured by others to terminate pregnancy. Well, that's not what they want to do, but that's what others want them to do. And, they'll be the first ones to say having that counselor who can be with her from the moment of conception through through 24 months after the birth of the baby to make sure the parenting and the health outcomes for the mom and the baby are sound, you know, it blunts that pressure, and it's so important. In fact, 81% of those clients who are pressured by others, you know, choose childbirth and have their baby and live a very good life thanks to the wraparound services that the social service program provides.
Amazing. This is the president of Real Alternatives, Kevin Bagata, realalternatives.org. 1-888-LIFE-AID is where you can call right now for free, non-judgmental support. Or you can enter your zip code online at 1-888-LIFE-AID.com to find a location near you. How many locations across our state, Kevin?
So we have 32 centers that we fund throughout the state of Indiana. And as I said, about 240 counselors are ready, willing, and able to help you. We serve about, 15,000 women a year in Indiana. And we provide pregnancy support. That's what we do. It's the only thing we do.
Misconceptions. I'm sure that maybe there may be some misconceptions as people are listening to our voice, but also confidentiality, I know, is of utmost importance to all of you too, right? I mean, that's a part of it too. Not, we mentioned non-judgmental, but certainly confidential. I think that can be scary sometimes for somebody, especially someone young.
Oh, you're so right, Terry. And confidentiality is the core of the program. All our service providers go through a 60 to 90 day approval process before they can even provide services under our program. And we certainly, one of the aspects we look at is the confidentiality policy, how it's implemented, how they enforce it, how they make sure, you know, even the records that are put in files, client records. Confidentiality has always been, since day one, one of the most important things that our client just have to know. And of course, it's confidential, we're caring, and it's comprehensive. You know, in social services, there's a process called wraparound services, and if I can't provide you something you need, I can refer you to another agency that can wrap around and provide what you need while I'm helping you through that social services industry that's there to help. You know, your listeners should know how, and they should be so proud as citizens of Indiana. You folks had such foresight to ensure you had this robust statewide pregnancy support program. And you did it 10 years ago. And now it's even more robust. One of the things that is so important, as you can imagine, if a woman in an unexpected pregnancy doesn't know that the program exists, mm-hmm. it's like not having the support. So there's also a robust advertising, statewide advertising, to make sure every Hoosier woman knows, hey, I'm not alone. The citizens of this state have a program of love to help me during what can be a crisis to so many women.
You not only are concerned for the baby, but you're also, it sounds like you're very concerned for the mother too. I mean, there's help for both. Your concerns go both ways. It's a whole package. The mom and the baby are of top concern for you all. Not just some of those that you may think, some may be thinking, well, maybe they're just concerned about that baby and what's going to happen to that baby, but it's the whole package.
You know, Terry, it's interesting. It's a woman's program. The 116,000 women we serve, those clients, we don't even report the babies. The focus is on the woman because we know if we're providing her the love and the comprehensive caring support she needs to help her through the 9 months of the unexpected pregnancy, and then being that go-to person to help her during the initial parenting and then afterwards, that's where, by helping the woman, you're helping the baby. It's a simple formula. Our outcomes, for example, in our program, prenatal care, because of that trust relationship that the counselor develops with the client, she's that case manager that's helping her, making sure she's going to all her prenatal care appointments. you know, we have like 99% of our clients go to prenatal care appointments. That significantly impacts not only maternal health, but then also infant health after the baby's born.
Yeah.
That's a, prenatal care is the primary focus on how to lower infant mortality.
For sure.
And of course, if she's going to see her doctor, her health is being looked at by the medical community. The baby in utero's health is being looked at by the medical community. And she has this case manager constantly making sure she's getting to these appointments. And our outcomes are great. Immunization rates, 96% of our children are immunized on time. Department of Health loves those stats. So these are the results of the social services mentoring is great health comes because the clients are going to and making their prenatal care and post-birth health and medical appointments. It's really a great program.
And for, and truly, from what you're mentioning, some of those needs that a mom might need, and that includes sometimes immediately when it's an unplanned pregnancy, you're scared to death. And if you're younger, you know, now you got to tell mom, you got to tell dad, you got to tell somebody that this is happening. And you'll even come with that new mom to a parent or a boyfriend or make a call and say, you know, and help them through even right there at the very beginning.
Yes, absolutely, Terry. And you know, for any listener, any teen who could possibly be hearing this, number one, your parents love you. They're not going to kill you. Okay, we will go.
Yeah.
Our counselors go with the client if she so desires to break the news to the parent, and then the counselor, of course, then can explain to the parent they're not alone in this situation. That there is this wraparound services if they want it that their daughter can utilize. And it, you know, and a lot of times what happens is in those scenarios, since you asked. You know, it just brings the family together. I mean, so many times people just misunderstand. One of our favorite stories is the married couple where the woman came in and she didn't want to have the abortion, but she thought her husband wanted to have the abortion. And then the counselor said, would you mind if I talk to your husband? And he came in and told her, well, I don't want her to have an abortion. I think she wants to have an abortion.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. There was communication. Something was wrong.
We just got to bring those two people together.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful program. Because, as I said, it's really a program of love. Our counselors love these women as if they were own sisters or daughters. It's really a beautiful, beautiful program. And by the way, that's why it works.
That's why it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it works.
You know, the trust relationship, you know, it works because people are genuine. The clients genuinely need support and the counselors genuinely want to provide that support. And that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
In my mind, it's what makes America great. That type of you help your neighbor when they need help.
Yep.
And that's what our parents taught us America was like. Well, that's what it's like in Indiana at our Catholic charities, our pregnancy centers, our adoption agencies, and our maternity homes.
I like the words wraparound services because it does feel like it's like arms that are wrapping around you. All of these services are wrapping around you and they're holding you and helping you through every step of the way. Does it cost any money from the mom?
No, it's all free thanks to the good taxpayers and citizens of the state of Indiana. They're providing this service. We're privileged to be hired basically by them to do it. We're very privileged to do it. They're the ones doing it. Our legislature, the governor, you know, they see the outcomes. They see the good work that's being done. And, you know, hats off to both the legislature and the governor for saying, hey, let's do more of this in the special sessions bill that came out in 2022, and our clients served have increased 29%, the amount of visits 36%. 2 years ago we had 21 centers, now we have 32. There's more capacity to help the women that obviously need the help. People have unplanned pregnancies.
Yeah,
that's That's where we're at. It's always been that way. And now there's a whole program and that has been dedicated the last 10 years to help those folks.
Support is available for free, confidential, and non-judgmental support. You can call 1-888-LIFE-AID or you can enter your zip code online at 1-888-LIFE-AID.com to find a location near you. Real Alternatives President Kevin Bagata, thank you so much. Thanks for coming on the show and talking with us a little bit, helping us to understand more about what you do. And thank you. Thank you for what you do for our Hoosier moms here in the state of Indiana. Thank you, sir.
Terry, we're honored to do it, and go Fever.
Go Fever is right. You're right. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Bye-bye.